This topic, as far as U.S. government is concerned, is one of the most highly classified matters that the government deals with. We're not sure about the date, but it's going to happen. When it does, there's going to be abrupt climate change. There's going to be 200-mile-an-hour winds. There's going to be massive tidal winds. It's coming. It's going to hit us. It's going to hit us hard. And there's going to be 200-mile-an-hour winds. And there's going to be massive tidal waves and earthquakes. The cause is the 10th planet. Now, what NASA is calling the 10th planet is not the 10th planet we're concerned about. It's the 10th planet that's referred to in the Bible, also called Wormwood. The closer you are to the current equator, whatever that might be, the better off you are when these things happen, if there's a pole shift. And when this 10th planet comes through our solar system every 3,600 years, it just causes severe problems on our planet, interacting with the Earth electrically and with gravity both. The agendas of the people that control the world, the international bankers and the Fortune 500 and so forth, is to have a planet with far less people on it than there is now, either inadvertently through these earth changes or by design through World War III, a flu pandemic, or a severe economic collapse leading to societal disruption, or all three happening at the same time. I refer to what we're living in right now as Phase 1. Phase one is where normal commerce takes place. We can have our careers, interact with our families and our social events that we normally do. And life appears to be normal. The powers that be are using phase one to finish their final preparations. Phase two will be when these earth changes events, abrupt climate change, bizarre weather, earthquakes, tidal waves, all become so numerous that they become daily news. The government, the powers that be, will claim that these bizarre weather-related events are related to global warming. As these events become more severe, you're going to hear more and more men with lab coats from NASA talking about global warming being caused by human activity and that it will be better and everything's going to be okay, so you can go back to your baseball games and go back to work Monday morning. Things are going to be fine. Phase three will be a relatively short period of time. It may be a matter of a few days, maybe a week. It won't be long. At some point, people will realize that things are very strange and very dangerous, and they'll start doing things they normally wouldn't do. I've heard a number of people tell me, they say, John, the government doesn't want to create panic. That's why they're concealing this. No, the government's not concerned about panic. What the government's concerned about is business owners making very rational, very logical decisions that I'm locking the door and I'm out of here. No panic whatsoever. That's what they're fearful of, because that would shut down the economy. They want to keep these people in the dark as long as possible. Most men, and it's mostly men because of the nature of the work they do, some women, who know about what we're talking about today, just simply go about their lives and keep quiet about it. They're not public speakers. They take care of their family, they take care of themselves, and the rest of you are on your own. Phase four will be the end of the world as we know it. Once these oceans come up, the infrastructure that supports normal human activity will be wiped out. If things get bad, and there's what appears to be a need for martial law related to rioting in the streets over economic collapse, people don't have jobs, can't buy food, people will probably go along with martial law under those conditions, because it would appear to be the right thing to do. It would look like a way to get things back to normal. So people will go along with martial law under those conditions. If, however, martial law is instituted because these oceans are coming, nobody's going to pay attention to that. They're going to get out of Dodge. They're going to be gone. And martial law or no martial law, they're going to be gone. The original evacuation timeline was to be complete December 2010. And one of the problems the government has is that this object, this 10th planet, has been acting like a comet, and it's coming up from the south, which is why we can't see it. It's coming up from the southern hemisphere, from the South Pole. It's been speeding up and slowing down. That's what a comet does. When it gets a tail and starts interacting electrically with our sun, it starts speeding up and slowing down. Well, they discovered they had to move up everything to by the end of 2009. It's not a specific date. It's a time frame. The time frame is 2010. That's the time frame. That's why 2012 is a distraction. The Navy says, as far as ocean levels, the Navy says these oceans will come up over a period of about 30 days. Once these events get in motion, these water levels, these oceans, these tsunamis, tidal waves, will take place over a period of about 1 month. The Navy says that everything 100 feet sea level and below will be completely destroyed. The Navy says everything at 400 feet and below is at risk of being damaged and or destroyed. You will be growing your own food. I also suggest that people have at least a 2-year supply of food. Shortly after John Kennedy came to office, he got a private audience with the Pope. It's believed that the Pope revealed some secrets to President Kennedy at that meeting. Because when President Kennedy came back, he started implementing executive orders that had to do with preparedness. At the time, we were just coming out of the Cold War, and people thought it was Cold War related.